So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Shachtoi Amanas Lanechas Dame Ayemur V'Lamacher Oy Letzin Lachutz. If someone slaughtered a carbon with the intention of leaving the blood of the parts that are burned on the Mizbech until the next day, when they become nicer, or with the intention of taking them outside the Mikdash, Reb Yehuda Paisel V'Chacham Machshirin. Reb Yehuda holds that this invalidates the carbon, while the Chacham holds it does not. The Mishnah continues, Amanas Litna Agabe Akevish Shloi Keneged HaYisayid. If he slaughtered the animal with the intention of performing Zrik on the wrong part of the Mizbech, such as on the ramp or on the section of the Mizbech which does not have a base, or Velitin Esnetan Lamala Lamata, Vesnetan Lamata Lamalan, Vesnetan Befnim Bachutz, Vesnetan Bachutz Befnim, or with the intention of performing Zrika on the lower part of the Mizbech instead of the upper part or the reverse, or to perform Zrika inside the Hechel instead of on the Mizbech Achitzen or the reverse, Sheikhlu Temeim, Sheikhrevu Temeim, Sheikhlu Arelim, Sheikhrevu Arelim, or with the intention that Temeim should eat or sacrifice the carbon, or that an uncircumcised person should eat or sacrifice the carbon, L'shaber atzames ha-pesach lech l'menuna, or if he slaughtered a carbon pesach with the intention of breaking its bones or eating its meat half raw, v'la'arv dami b'dam ha-psulim, or with the intention of mixing the blood of this carbon with the blood of an invalid carbon. Kasher, in all these cases the carbon is valid, because she'em achshav ha-peselas el b'chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkaymai v'ha-pesach v'achat ha-shalei l'shman. A carbon is only invalidated through improper intentions regarding eating it or performing the avodah at the wrong time or place, or if he performed the avodah of a carbon pesach or a carbon chatas for the sake of another carbon. At first, the Gemara explains that Reb Yehuda's ruling is based on a pasuk. There are two pesukim regarding neisr leaving over from the carbon, loy tesir memena ad baker and loy yednich memena ad baker. Therefore, emena inin lehaniach teneu leinin machshavas aniach. One pasuk prohibits actually leaving over from the carbon, while the other invalidates the carbon if he performed the avodah with the intention to leave it over. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation. This pasuk only refers to an intention to leave over from the carbon. What is Rabbi Yehuda's source that the intention to take the carbon out of the mikdash also invalidates the carbon? David, the Gemara explains, time of Rabbi Yehuda's svaru. He bases his ruling on logical reasoning, as Abraisa explains. If leaving it over invalidates it, the intention to leave it over also invalidates it. Therefore, this reasoning applies to the intention of taking it out of the mikdash as well. The Gemara asks, "V'niflig nami Rabbi Yehuda b'kulu." Based on this reasoning, Rabbi Yehuda should argue regarding all the cases in the Mishnah and invalidate the carbon based on any improper intention. The Gemara answers each case separately. Regarding the intention to be shaver at samas apesach v'lech menu na, Sheikhlu Temeim b'Sheikhrevu Temeim, Sheikhlu Arelim b'Sheikhrevu Arelim, it does not invalidate the carbon, because Zivcha Gufe Mi Mifsel, these actions would not invalidate the carbon, and so the intention to do so certainly does not invalidate it. Furthermore, Kol Kemine, it's not in his control to have these actions performed, and so his intentions do not invalidate the carbon. Regarding the intention to La'arv Dam and B'dam Absulim, Rabbi Yehuda ruled elsewhere, Ein Dam Avatl Dam. Blood does not nullify other blood, and the blood can still be sprinkled, and so this intention does not invalidate the carbon. Regarding Litin Esnetan Lamal Lamata Lamata Lamal, Rabbi Yehuda ruled elsewhere, Shaloi Lemkaimei Nami Mekaimei Karinabe. The Zrika is valid, even when the blood is sprinkled on the wrong part of the Mizbeach. Regarding Hanetan Bachut Shanasnim Befnim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Be'inan Mokim Shei Meshulish Bedam Bebasa Obeimurin. The carbon is only invalidated by the intention to eat in the wrong place if this place could be the right place for offering the blood, meat, and emurim. Since meat and emurim are never burnt inside the Hechel, this would not invalidate the carbon. The Gemara cites several contradictory sources regarding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on this matter. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Le'sizbech L'shem L'kecha, Kol Davara. And Rabbi Yehuda expounds in the Braisa, Chata Sheshachta Badarim V'chata Shenichnas Dam L'fnim Psula. An ordinary carbon chatas is invalidated if it was slaughtered in the southern part of the Azara, or with the intention to bring its blood into the Hechel. On the other hand, the Gemara cites a Mishnah, Amr Behuda, Hichnes Beshege Kasher. If someone brought the blood of a carbon chatas into the Hechel unintentionally, the carbon is still valid. The Gemara infers, Habemezid Pasel, V'kaimelim B'shekeeper. If he brought it in intentionally and actually performed Zrika on the inner Mizbeach, the carbon is invalid. Therefore, the Gemara points out, Mahasam Aili Aila, E keeper in Eloi keeper loy, Hacha de Chashibi Chashubi, Loi Kalshke. If the carbon is only invalidated if it was actually sprinkled and not just brought inside, certainly it's not invalidated through mere intent to bring it inside. The Gemara answers, Tre Tanoi believed Rabbi Yehuda, this is a Machlegis Tanoim as to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Gemara continues, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ruled Shachtoi Amanas Lanechas Damai Oye Mur Vlamach, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel. If someone slaughtered a carbon with the intention of leaving the meat or the emurim until the next day, when they become nicer, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this invalidates the carbon. And the Gemara now adds, Amar Rab Abba Umayd Bihuda, Shechezer Bekeiva Lepigel. Ordinarily, if a carbon is invalidated through another improper intention, it cannot become pigel through an intention to eat or sacrifice at Chutz L'Zmanai. However, in this case, even though he intended to leave the blood overnight, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a machshavas chutz l'zmanai would cause it to become pigel. The Gemara attempts to prove this point. Pigel lefnei zrika lo klumu, v'asya zrika b'kavala b'pigel. When one slaughters with the intention to perform zrika chutz l'zmanai, it's not yet pigel until the zrika, which is the matter, is actually completed. Nevertheless, the zrika does render it pigel despite the earlier intention. However, the Gemara rejects this reasoning. In that case, the carbon is invalidated through that same intention. However, Reb Abba referred to a case where there was a separate intention besides v'chutz l'zmanai. Furthermore, the Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. If one intended to perform mizrika that same day on the wrong part of the mizbeach, the carbon is still valid. Therefore, chazer v'chishav chutzim kaimai, pasal v'imai karas, chutz l'zmanai, pigel v'chayav l'av karas. If he then performed an avoda with the intention to perform the zrika in the wrong place, the carbon is invalid. And if he intended to perform the zrika at the wrong time, it is pigel. And if one eats it, he is liable for karas. However, lamachar pasul, if he intended to perform the zrika incorrectly on the next day, thereby allowing lina for the blood to stay overnight, the carbon is invalid. And chazer v'chishev bein chutz l'zman mechutzim kaim pasul ve'im karas. The carbon would not become pigel if he also had an intention of chutz l'zman. The Gemara concedes Tuyufta Reb Abba Tuyufta. This refutes Reb Abba's ruling. The Gemara cites several other rulings. Chishiv sheichlu tameim lamacher chayiv. If one slaughters with the intention that tameim shall eat the meat the next day, it becomes pigel even though tameim are forbidden to eat the meat. Basar pesach shalei hutzla v'lach mitoydeh shalei hurmu chayim naleim mishum tuma. A tameh is liable to karas for eating meat from a karban pesach that was not broiled, and the bread of a karban toydeh that did not have the individual lobes separated for the kahanim, if the zrika was already performed, even though it is not yet fit for eating. Hanilach kol b'sulim, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechta Zevachim, and we'll begin the fourth parak, Beis Shammai, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.